Okay, Mark, so you've lived here for some time. How many restaurants in the Valley do you think you've eaten at?
You know, I've never actually counted. I do like to eat out when I can. I don't know, maybe 50, 60, I don't know.
Okay, so you've got nothing on Dominic Armato, which makes sense. He's the dining critic for the Arizona Republic, so this is what he does. And he is out with a new list, not of the top 5 or the top 10 Phoenix restaurants, but of the top 100.
I've definitely not eaten at that many.
Right. Well, so he says he's actually eaten at over 1,000 restaurants in the Valley in his time here in Arizona. He tracks it. So he came to our studios recently to talk about how that's even possible and how he came up with the criteria for this ultimate guide to the best restaurants in Phoenix.
You know, if I'm telling the truth, it was that we were doing, you know, list after list after list of these smaller ones, and we talked about how, you know, my editors wanted to do, oh, let's do a top 10 for Phoenix and for Scottsdale and for Tempe and for Mesa and for Glendale. How about I just give you the big one? And then when you want to do all these little ones, you can just pick and choose the ones that you want and slip them in there and we're good to go. So I kind of, you know, figured let's like taking off the Band-Aid, you know, let's go big and get it all in at once.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't even know if I could name or if I've ever eaten at 100 restaurants. But you're saying this is a tiny fraction of the number of restaurants you've actually eaten at in the Valley?
Oh, yeah. No, this is sort of the culmination of being here for 9 years. And in that span, I've eaten at somewhere between 1,100 and 1,200. I'm not sure exactly.
So you've eaten some really good food and some really bad food.
I've eaten a lot of really bad food.
Is it mostly bad food when you go about it in such a grand scale?
You know, it's not even mostly bad, although there's plenty of that. Most restaurants are fine. Most are fine, you know, and that's sort of
fine.
That's one of the most difficult parts of the job, right? Because it's easy to write about the stuff that's fantastic,
yeah,
and it's easy to write about the stuff that's terrible. It's that, you know, like 90% in the middle that's just kind of fine. That's the thing that's hard to write about, actually. So I kind of wish they were more spread out towards the edges. It'd make my job a whole lot easier.
So these are the 100 best. And how do you determine this? What are the criteria then?
Well, see, now this was a little more controversial than one might think. You know, there's a whole lot of back and forth, first of all, about what to call this, right?
Yeah.
Because for me, I want to make a big list of places for people to go. But, you know, do we call that best or do we call it top or do we call it essential? Or do we call it? And all these. And here's the thing. For someone who's really geeky about this kind of stuff, these all have different meanings
to me.
That's
different, yeah.
So, you know, how do you draw that line? You know, are we talking about, you know, the nicest restaurants? Are we talking about the ones that, you know, complete this mathematical formula of food and ambiance and service? Are we talking about places that are essential? Are we talking about places that typify the local dining scene? So, you know, after just banging my head against the wall for a month and a half, thinking like, oh my gosh, how am I going to make this decision? How am I going to do this? You know, what do I want the criteria to be? I finally decided, okay, look, I'm going to keep this really simple. I'm going to name a single criterion, and that single criterion is these are the places that I am most excited for you to try. Like,
okay.
If people come to me and they say, hey, where should I go? What should I check out? Whether you're visiting or you just want to explore and you've been here forever, it's like, these are the places I'm excited for you to try. And these are the places that I'll name first. And it doesn't mean that, you know, there aren't plenty of places that I think are fantastic restaurants and maybe even, you know, technically better restaurants than a lot of the places I did name.
Yeah.
But these are the ones that, for whatever reason, they all have something that to me is really compelling and interesting and exciting, and they're doing something for the local dining scene. And that's, you know, and that's what it is.
Okay. So this is obviously way too big to go through all of these now in this interview, but give us a few highlights. Like, when you went about making this list, what were the first one or two that you knew had to be on it?
Oh my gosh. You know, see, this is the funny thing, too, because to me it was really important that this cover a range. So, you know, I mean, you think about places like, I think about favorites, you know, like F&B, of course,
yeah.
And places like, you know, I love Palau that just opened. It's very downscale. I love places like Detroit Coney Grill. You know, it's a burger and a dog joint, but they're great burgers and they're great dogs, you know, and that's really important. I put my favorite torta shop in here, Torta Sel Rey. And you know what? I kind of even talked about it. It's like, I don't know that I can say that this is like substantially better than any other torta shop in town, but it's my favorite. I feel like, you know, it's just a little bit better. It's just a little special, you know? So in that sense, you know, it's a very personal list.
Yeah. So one of the things that struck me just scrolling through this and looking at the map and everything that you have here is the incredible diversity you've featured here. And in a way that kind of surprised me, in the sense that, like, you think about Phoenix food and you think about a few key places, or you think about great tacos, great Mexican tortas is a good example, right? But this is like everything from Bosnian food to Moroccan food. I mean, is that true of the Phoenix dining scene, and do we give it enough credit?
We don't give it enough credit, and that's precisely why that was so important to me. I mean, you know, I think there are different ways you can go about when you put together some massive list like this. And I think it's one of those things where there are some people who will look at this and say, oh, well, how could you leave off, you know, X and Y and Z? And it's like, okay, look, those are all great places. But if I included all of those, you know, ones that are quote unquote supposed to be on there, this is going to be like the most boring list in the world, you know, because that's not – and our food scene is – so much more diverse and so much more interesting than that, you know? And to me, I think if anything, it's hard sometimes to get diners, you know, there's a lot of aiming to the middle, you know, both in terms of diners and on the other side too, you know, a lot of restaurateurs who are sort of aiming towards the middle because it's a business, you know, they want to be safe and make money and not have to push anybody too far. And that's how the restaurant business works. But you gotta get out there and explore a little bit. And when you do, you see that there is incredible diversity in this dining scene. And, you know, maybe it's not as wildly out there and crazy diverse as, you know, someplace like New York or Los Angeles, but there's a lot more going on here than a lot of people realize. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was really important to try to identify some of the best and most interesting places for all kinds of food, because all these types of food contribute to making this a great dining scene, not just the big budget, PR, fancy, more expensive places.
Yeah, so. So what do you think this says then about our dining scene? Like you mentioned its diversity, we talked about that, but is there something here that people are missing that this sort of hits on?
I think if there's one thing that I want people to take away from this, it's that it's not a contest. You'll notice if you look at this list, it's not ranked. And that was incredibly important to me. And I really fought for that because to me, when you approach it from that angle, it puts people in the wrong frame of mind. Because then rather than looking at the scene as a whole, then it's like, oh, well, this one should have been number 3 instead of number 7 and blah, blah, blah. And then that turns into this big distraction. And what it should be is like, you guys, look at this. Look at this list. Look at how diverse it is. Look at how interesting it is. Look at how many different things we have going on. And I think the dining scene here is a lot more complicated than people want to give us credit for, not just outside of Phoenix, but even within the city here. So, you know, if there's something that I hope people take away from it, it's that, you know what, we do have an awful lot going on here. And maybe, you know, push a little bit out of your comfort zone
and
explore some of it. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Dominic Armato is the dining critic for the Arizona Republic.